Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. As a teenager, I developed a great interest in the law and often visited the local magistrates and crown courts. To describe these as eye-opening experiences would be a considerable understatement. Having been brought up in a very loving and protected Christian home, I was learning about a world of which I knew nothing at all. I soon learned how the courts worked, and I recall the way in which the magistrates or judges would insist that witnesses stuck to their own personal story. The moment witnesses strayed into talking about what they'd heard from other people, they were quickly told to get back to their own personal experiences. John knew the importance of sticking to his own personal witness. He'd had the immense privilege of listening to Jesus firsthand and of seeing him respond to the pressures and challenges of everyday life. He knew that Jesus was the source of true life and joy, and he couldn't wait to share it with other people. Of course, we're not in the same position as John, but we are all witnesses. If we've welcomed Jesus into our lives, we have our own authentic personal account to share with others. It's wonderful to hear of the love, joy, peace, and purpose that Jesus has brought into people's lives, and to hear of how he has been faithful to them as they've walked through challenging times. Sharing our witness is valuable and important, but it isn't an end in itself. John was clear that it leads to fellowship. As we share what Jesus has done in our lives, it brings us closer to one another and to the Lord, and the outcome is joy. Who wouldn't want to be part of something as wonderful as this? Now let me ask you a question. How would you describe what Jesus has done in your life? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for the ways in which you've blessed our lives. Help us to become bolder in sharing our witness with others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.